Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
All right, we always start out the 4:10 hour with a little bit late. I'm so sorry. So sorry. We had a lot to cover in the first 2 hours of the program. Start with the stock market report, sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones mixed day on Wall Street, Dow Jones up 38 points, S&P 500 down 10 points, NASDAQ down 87 points. Cat talk, hockey fans, don't sit this one out. We gave you plenty of cat talk in the last segment. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. By the way, just as a side note, did you watch SNL on Saturday night?
No.
You know, they do the cold open and they lampooned the Republican rebuttal to the State of the Union address, went a little bit viral. Anyway, in the cold open of SNL, they gave Celsius a shout out. It was something about, all right, before you get on there, hammer a Celsius and let's get out there and do this rebuttal. It was kind of cool. Anyway, regardless, we always feel good about Celsius. Incredible come from behind victory by the Panthers last night in Dallas. We talked about it. They're down 3-0. They score four unanswered goals. They win the game in regulation. Just a fun game to be watching. So again, tomorrow they're in Raleigh, take on the Hurricanes. Then they will be home Saturday, hosting the Tampa Bay Lightning. And then a week from tomorrow, March 21st, they will host Nashville. And we will do the show live there from the Amerant Bank Arena leading up to the game that night. Rob Pizzola said it in the last segment, best team in the Eastern Conference, hands down, and maybe a Stanley Cup winner on your hands here. So we're going to get a quick look at headlines because we're so late. We're going to get a quick look at headlines with Solana. I have not mentioned today, comedian Bert Kreischer and his Fully Loaded comedy tour coming to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Beach in June. We've got a chance for you to win tickets. We'll give you a different code word every day. Today's code word is funny. So text the word funny to 20357 and you've got a chance to win. Bert Kreischer, Fully Loaded comedy special, Live Nation show. If you want to win the tickets, text funny to 20357. That's 20357. Quick look at headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
And there is some Dolphins news. We'll get to it in a second. These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. It's not necessarily breaking news, but the Miami Dolphins officially announced that they are releasing Xavien Howard. That is the first, quote-unquote, free agency announcement from the Miami Dolphins. Remember, all the signings that were reported over the last 48 hours could not become official until today. And
at 4 o'clock, just
correct.
14 minutes ago.
Correct. So the first official announcement from Miami regarding any of their free agency moves other than re-signings, right? It is Xavien Howard being released, and just some commentary behind that. Daniel Oyefusi from the Miami Herald covers the Dolphins. He says the team officially announced the release of Xavien Howard. They will save $18.5 million in cap space with the post-June first cut. Adam Beasley says, at worst, the second greatest cornerback in team history is now officially a free agent.
Interesting. We had that conversation when the news first came out.
The Dolphins have released a thank you post.
Second, who's first? Pat? Sam?
Sam, probably, right?
Sam first, Pat second.
Well, no, he's like, saying Beasley's saying Xavien is second.
Yeah. Cam Wolf, also from NFL Network, said he will go down as arguably the best cornerback in franchise history, certainly a lock in the top five.
Yeah. Because you got to go back to them old dudes.
Yeah.
The Warfields and all those.
Speaking of the Dolphins, you know, I was talking about my cousin Vinny. On this day in the year 2000, you know what happened. This day, it's Dolphins history. This day in the year 2000. You have a guess, Solana?
Marino retired?
Dan Marino retired from the NFL on this day in the year 2000.
The Jay Fiedler era began on this day in the year 2000.
Didn't play with Fiedler, but I know Feely.
Some breaking news. I just got on a push notification. The Chicago Bears have agreed to a one-year deal with quarterback Brett Rypien.
Finding Caleb Williams backup.
There was some other NFL news today as well. The Dolphins signed Jordan Poirier, reportedly signed Jordan Poirier yesterday. Also, I guess we're all kind of expecting him to be the person who fills in for Brandon Jones, right? Brandon Jones went to Denver. Jordan Poirier, safety, Pro Bowler, first team all pro in his NFL career as well. He'll be a starter next year.
Yeah. And him next to Holland and Jalen Ramsey on the edge, that's one of the best secondaries in the league.
Right? I mean, that seems pretty strong to me.
Yeah.
Dolphins, by the way, just tweeted out a picture of Xavien Howard. It says 8 seasons, 4-time Pro Bowler, 2-time captain, 2-time Dan Marino team MVP award winner. Thanks for everything, X.
That one season was stupid.
Yep.
The 10 interception season.
It was crazy. Every game he was pulling down an INT.
Yes, and we have a better corner right now.
That's the crazy thing.
Mm-hmm.
All time, you think Jalen Ramsey's a better cornerback all time than Xavien Howard?
Jalen Ramsey's a Hall of Famer first ballot right now. I don't know if X is.
Because definitely right now, I mean, X has no hamstrings. I mean, good luck, X. I love you. But the dude has no hamstrings. I mean,
bro,
Jalen
what
Ramsey still
did
stuck.
In what Jacksonville and then with the LA, like Ramsey is a first ballot Hall of Famer, no question. And he's still playing. And I'm not even because I know him, like this dude's a dog. And he's 6'3. He looks me eye to eye and can play cornerback. Like Ramsey is an alien.
Yesterday, a couple other NFL notes. Patrick Mahomes restructured his contract to save the Chiefs $21.5 million in cap space. They're obviously going to go after that three-peat, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just texted my son the news on Brett Rypien to the Bears. My son's a big Bears fan. His response was, who?
The next text, I guarantee it has stinks in it.
That's true.
He's researching right now.
Guy stinks.
Guy stinks.
And earlier today, the Chargers released wide receiver Mike Williams.
A lot of action. I would expect, because, again, the free agency year, the NFL year opened 19 minutes ago, so you'll start to see actual signings.
Yeah.
This is interesting regarding X, by the way. Alan Pupar, who covers a team with Omar Kelly as well, he tweets out, as they did with Jerome Baker, the Dolphins released a failed physical designation. Howard sustained a foot injury at Baltimore in week 17 and then missed the Buffalo game and the playoff game at Kansas City. So I guess some details as to why he didn't finish out the season this year was injured.
Mm-hmm. They always devalue on the way out.
Yeah, there's got to be some sort of bookkeeping, either for the player's benefit or for the team's benefit or something. There's some reason why you would designate someone that way, and I don't know what it is.
No, I don't either. But they all on the way out. Yeah, they'll talk about a broken finger from 8 years ago. I've seen it. They do it. That's what teams do. No hard feelings, Dolphins. Love you, Greer.
All right, your local schedule for tonight, gentlemen. So it begins with the Miami Heat. 7:30, NBA Finals rematch. Last chance the Heat get at the Nuggets in the regular season this year. Of course, until they meet them in the NBA Finals this year, later on in June. Tyler Hero, Kevin Love out. Jimmy Butler expected to play. He's probable. Missed practice yesterday with an illness. Again, 7:30 p.m. I'll be live from the Kaseya Center, 6:15 with Preheat.
Okay.
Inter Miami does play Nashville, CONCACAF Champions Cup second leg at 8:15 tonight. They tied 2-2 in the first leg of this round of 16 two-leg match. So just to give an idea for people who don't understand, Inter Miami scored two away goals. Away goal aggregates matter in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. If the game ends 2-2 tonight, then they would have the same amount of total goals and same amount of away goals. The game would go either into extra time or penalties directly. I'm not sure how the CONCACAF Champions Cup works. If the game ends 1-1, they would have the same amount of goals total, but Inter Miami would have the advantage based on away goals. If you follow.
CONCACAF.
What?
That's your Inter Miami update, fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. So what happens if the game ends 3-3 tonight, gentlemen?
You got to go to congregation. Got to go to church.
I have no idea. I couldn't follow along a thing you were saying.
CONCACAF.
Last night, Canes Hoops was eliminated in the first round of the ACC tournament. This one's simple. They didn't score more points than Boston College.
Make it like that with soccer. I got you.
And the Florida Panthers.
I
know Hawk mentioned it, but worth mentioning again, just a monster comeback yesterday in Dallas, down 3-0, 4 unanswered goals. They play tomorrow at the Carolina Hurricanes, 7 p.m. puck drop. You can hear it right here on WQAM.
All right.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Partly cloudy today. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid-70s. That's your weather.
All right, we're going to give you a quick 15 minutes of Heat in the next segment. Look at some of the lines tonight for Heat and Nuggets, which you will hear on this radio station, so don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, a couple things coming up in the next segment. 15 minutes of Heat and inhaling a pee.
Hawk and Crowder.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And
sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
There's a lot of ways to make whiskey, but there's only one way to make Jack Daniels. Jack could have been like all those other whiskeys. You know what they did instead? They charcoal mellow every single drop through 10 feet of hard sugar maple charcoal. They only use the water of Cave Springs Hollow right there in Lynchburg, Tennessee, where Jack is made. But we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count. Jack Daniels, please drink responsibly. Tennessee whiskey, 40% of value. Jack Daniels, 30 looks for Tennessee. Jack Daniels, open 7 risk trade, 2020. Jack Daniels, all rights reserved.
All right, so Heat Nuggets tonight, and 50 minutes of Heat is sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. By the way, we still have a pair of Heat tickets to give away. We haven't given them away yet today. We have a pair of Heat tickets every single day this week. Heat and Pelicans, March 22nd at the Kaseya Center. Maybe we'll give them away this segment. Maybe we'll give them away in the 5 o'clock hour. Just depends on how we feel. Rob Pizzola told us in the 3 o'clock hour, he's betting the Nuggets tonight, laying the points. It is 3.5 right now. It was 4 when the show first started. Nuggets minus 3.5. I'll give you some over-unders tonight. Tell me what you think. Jimmy Butler, over-under tonight is 21.5.
Over.
Crowder's wearing his Heat hat right now. He has switched. He was in a Gentleman's Club t-shirt. He is now wearing a Harlem Knights shirt and a Miami Heat.
Eddie and Richard on here, baby. Two of the best.
Great shirt. That's a great shirt.
Yes.
21.5 over-under for Jimmy Butler. Solana?
Over.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy shows out.
Bam is 19.5 tonight.
Broken record, but I always question when Bam has to play so hard on defense and then go back on offense, I'd say under.
He's been playing really, really poorly on the offensive end. A bit better against Washington, but I mean, it's Washington. And tonight he has the toughest matchup for a center in the league. Yeah.
Jokic is hard to guard?
What? I watched last game. We triple teamed him, and he hit one off the bank shot. I was like, this is crazy.
Was it Bam? Someone just made a face because Jokic put up some shot, went off the glass.
What I'm talking about.
And I remember Bam just kind of looking like, what could I do?
Bam's on him. Caleb came from the wing. Jimmy came from the top of the key, and he went between two of them and hit it off the glass to make it. And Bam just, he had a disgusting face. Like, that's a tough cover.
The crazy part is they played Jokic as well as they could in that last matchup on February 29th. He still ended up with 18 points and a triple-double. But really, like they played him as well as you can possibly play him. Dude's just unstoppable. Mm-hmm.
Jokic over.
Going nose, I don't know, over under.
I don't know if he was going to ask it, but Jokic over.
Jokic over under tonight is 24.5.
Over.
Solana?
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, don't Solana.
Why?
Don't say some PER number percentage stat breakdown.
No, I mean, they guarded him well last time. They made life difficult for him. And this is an important game. I think you guys are downplaying the severity of this stretch right now for Miami that begins today. I mean, beating Detroit twice this weekend is good, but starting a winning streak by beating the defending champs after losing three straight is great. So I think you're downplaying like how hard the Heat are going to play tonight.
So you're with me on the over, right?
Yeah, put that bad boy in.
Remember, last game I bet Jokic for a triple-double. And I think he was like 3 assists short.
No, he got the triple double against Miami. He got it.
He did?
He's a monster. Yeah.
You sure? I feel like I bet the triple double and he didn't get it.
No, I'm like 99% sure that he got the triple double.
Look
last
in my
time.
Finished bets category.
I'll double check.
Time. Now I got to open up.
I'll double check for you right now.
Jamal Murray, 21.5. Aaron Gordon, 13.5.
I like an Aaron Gordon over,
man. That guy seems to just...
He destroys us. I don't know what the matchup thing is, Solana, but Aaron Gordon does crazy against the Heat.
You're right, by the way, Hawk. He didn't get a triple-double. He was 3 assists shy.
3 assists short, yeah.
Yeah, he was 18-11
and 7. I wonder if I should take
7.
A flyer on that again.
It's, bro, I mean, he has 21 triple-doubles. He had one the other night, the last game that they played.
Jokic triple-double tonight is plus 200. Just to give you a little, you know, perspective, would you like to guess what Jimmy Butler triple-double is tonight?
Plus 1,500.
Plus 6,000.
Has Jimmy ever had a triple-double?
Okay. Take the Heat hat. I'm not joking. Take that Heat hat off. Take that Heat hat off.
Solana.
Take it off.
Jimmy
I'm
Butler.
Joking. I'm not joking.
That was the greatest. That was better than Abbott and Costello. I mean, the timing on that was just brilliant.
Jimmy might have 3 triple-doubles in his career.
Bro, Jimmy Butler has 3 triple-doubles this season. What are you doing? Bro, why do you act like Jimmy Butler's a scrub? Why do you do this?
He's not a scrub. I love him.
This is my favorite part of the show.
No, but you know where this leads.
I look forward to this every day.
I'm enjoying this, too.
This leads. Jimmy, you're wearing a Heat jersey.
I want a replay in slow motion of Solana when Crowder says, has he ever had a triple-double? Solana just going, oh, okay. He wants to walk off the show. That's it. Because what happens is Solana gets such a different experience in just a couple of hours. In a couple of hours, he is hanging around with the Heat Legion, from Jason Jackson to Amy Audibert to Tommy Tighe. Like, everybody is just, Heat. They embrace each other, Heat. And then he gets from Crowder just a couple hours prior. Has Jimmy Butler ever had a triple?
Jimmy Butler, I looked it up, Solana. Pull up the stats. Yeah, PER. Jimmy Butler has played in 799 NBA games.
Irrelevant.
Nope. It's not irrelevant because he's played in 799 NBA
totally
games.
Irrelevant.
He has 19 triple-doubles.
Yeah.
And so? 800 games, Solana.
So?
Triple-double machine.
Machine. Yeah.
I didn't call him a triple-double machine, but to pretend like the guy's never gotten a triple-double, bro, he's one of the best basketball
19,
players.
And 800 times.
McDonald's ice cream machine is more reliable than Jimmy Butler as a three-point machine.
Man, you guys are so foul, man. I mean, this dude single-handedly.
No one, I love him. He's my favorite Heat. I think he's my favorite Heat player of all time.
Yeah, but you also have My Cousin Vinny in your top 10 movie list. So
so he's played in 8.
Yeah, ask me who my second favorite is.
So he's played
Eddie Curry.
800 games. So 80 triple-doubles would be 10%. So 20 triple-doubles will be what? 2%?
I am so tempted to bet Jimmy Butler plus 6,000 on a triple-double tonight just to shove it up Crowder's.
But Hawk, I just want to make this very clear.
800 games, 19 triple-doubles.
Yeah, you saying the numbers louder does nothing for your argument, okay?
800
NBA. Well, he kind of beats you in his argument.
How?
He doesn't get triple-doubles.
Solana, how many seasons has he played in the NBA?
But that's irrelevant. Crowder said, has he ever?
It's not irrelevant. You keep talking about frequency of something happening, and then every time you give up the numbers to measure the frequency.
On the contrary, I never brought up frequency. I didn't say he's a triple-double machine. I didn't even say Jimmy Butler gets a ton of triple-doubles. But the idea that he's going to question, has Jimmy Butler ever gotten a triple-double? Bro, he had one in the playoffs last year. And this dude single-handedly took you to the NBA Finals. Like,
but no one's diminishing Jimmy Butler. That. He was just saying. I mean, because honestly,
I know where this leads. I know where this leads. By the end of by 4:50, by the end of this segment, it's the Heat need somebody who can take a shot because tonight the game's gonna come down to one shot, and the Heat don't have anybody who's a bucket getter.
Hey Hawk, this season I just looked it up. How many triple doubles did Jimmy have this season?
He has one.
I'm going to guess
one.
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 Well, I would imagine he's played, what, 7 or 8 seasons?
Jimmy Butler? No, yeah. he's played
15?
He's played 12 seasons already, 13 seasons.
Okay, so he's averaging around
one and a half
a season?
Right, but there's a lot of games.
You reacted that way? I mean, again, he's capable of putting up a triple-double, but he's averaging less than 2 triple-doubles per season.
I'm capable of getting an interception. We'll see what happens.
Bro, stop it. Don't make me say something I'll regret. Don't make me say it. Also,
triple-double machine.
Listen, there's a lot of games where he ends like one rebound shy of a triple-double. And that's not on him. That's on Nikola Jokic. All right, hit the damn shot.
Oh, we're going to play this game. Yeah, we're going to play this game. Somebody, you want to this? I mean, if you think that was galling to Solana, there was a question that was sent into Ira in the Sun Sentinel. This is based off the Washington game. Next time the Heat are down 2 in a game, they need to call a timeout and run a play for Jaime Jaquez Jr. They need to stop having Jimmy Butler shoot clunkers from 3 or step backs that have literally 0.01% chance of going in. Sounds like Crowder sent that to Ira.
No. Don't look at the email address.
That's literally like the Mexican president.
Ira says, by the way, Ira says, as I've already said, I have no issue with Duncan Robinson taking the 3-pointer he took with 5 seconds to play and the Heat down 2 to the Wizards. For Duncan, that's as good as any shot he takes, regardless of the spot on the floor. But once the Heat got the offensive rebound with 3.6 seconds remaining, that's an eternity in the NBA with a timeout. Then you can set up something to the basket or, who knows, one of those alley-oops like Gabe Vincent used to throw Jimmy Butler at the rim. God. Yes, such an approach would require a split-second reaction by a coach, but thinking on your feet is an imperative for any NBA coach.
Right, yeah, the second highest paid coach in the NBA, who's widely respected as the best coach in the NBA for the past decade.
I just like giving this to Solana before he leaves for the Kaseya Center.
Because here's what happened. Last year, Hawk, the entire year, I'm defending Gabe Vincent. He can be your starting point guard, and he can reach another level. And everybody's like, oh, you're a Heat homer, bro. You're a Heat homer. You have Heat glasses on. And now this year, you have idiots writing into Ira saying, we need Gabe Vincent because he has great passes for alley-oops to Bam Adebayo. Like, what? What?
Call a timeout.
That's fine, but they shouldn't have been in that situation.
Spo's never won Coach of the Year, right?
He has.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe you should have called timeout there.
Maybe we got to call timeout.
This is supposed to be 15 minutes of Heat, but I'm just I'm having so much fun knowing Solana that I don't know what we've just become here. But I will tell you, he was not wrong. His question, while it was silly, has Jimmy Butler ever had a triple-double, was less silly than your reaction of complete outrage when he's average around 1.5 triple doubles a season.
It's not, though, because Jimmy Butler is known, but no joke, he is known as an all-around player. You know, your biggest criticism of him is that he's not aggressive enough with the basketball, and that the reason why is because he gets his teammates involved.
Not a natural scorer.
He is. He gets his teammates involved.
Nope.
I told you.
His teammates involved. He has a great PER. No.
Bro, why do you discredit PER? Like, why do you discredit
because
that?
Because you bring up these BS stats that don't mean anything.
BS stats?
I know what good players do.
Oh, so Jimmy Butler's not a good player. Okay. Oh, no, hold on. So Jimmy Butler's not a good player.
An extremely good player. He's a very, very good player.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
But he's not an MVP type player. Has Jimmy Butler and will Jimmy Butler ever win the MVP of the NBA?
Dwayne Wade never won an MVP in the NBA.
Jimmy Butler's Dwayne Wade?
No. But you're saying that he has to be an MVP caliber player to be considered a great player. And I'm telling you, Dwayne Wade never won an MVP.
Jimmy's a borderline Hall of Famer. He's an eighth
borderline
ballot.
Borderline Hall of Famer?
Come on, bro.
Crowder.
I'm wondering if this conversation, this segment, is affecting the lines on the Hard Rock Bet app at all. Because I think this may be affecting lines.
You think Jimmy Butler?
I feel like we got to bet Jimmy Butler overs on everything tonight.
Is
There's
a
no
borderline
way coming in tomorrow and going to be right on all this
put
stuff.
Put the mortgage on a triple-double. It would be his first 2 triple-double season in his entire career.
You think Jimmy Butler is a borderline Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Jimmy's first ballot?
No.
Yes.
With what happened in Minnesota?
How many All-Star games has he made in 12 seasons?
Not many.
Solana, you did it. I tell you all the time, you get emotionally attached to these dudes.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Jimmy's very good, but Jimmy's not Dwayne Wade.
I'm not saying he's Dwayne Wade. I was just using your argument to prove to you that it's not a good argument. To say that a player...
You can't use my argument to prove me my argument's not a good argument. That doesn't make any sense.
Of course
Jimmy's
it does.
Not
because
that,
you,
he's not made like that.
I only brought up Dwayne Wade because you said he'll never be an MVP in the league. He can't be considered a great player. And I was just giving you an example of why that's a bad example, because Dwayne Wade never won an MVP, but Dwayne Wade was a great player. There's a lot of guys who are great players that don't win MVP awards because there's other great players as well. But are you guys kidding me? I mean, what Jimmy Butler did just in the postseason, 3 of the last 4 seasons, earns him a spot in the Hall of Fame. And that's not.
I think he goes to the Hall of Fame. I think he goes to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. But I don't know if he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I think
he's definitely not a first ballot.
If he wins a ring, perhaps. But to say that Jimmy Butler's a borderline Hall of Famer is not suggesting he's not a first ballot. It's saying like he might get in. Zach Thomas was a borderline Hall of Famer. It took him 12 years to get in. Jimmy Butler is not in that category.
He's Zach Thomas of basketball.
Well, Zach Thomas shouldn't have been a borderline Hall of Famer, though. Like, Zach Thomas
6-time NBA All-Star. 1-time All-NBA second team. One-time All-NBA second team. 4-time All-NBA third team.
Third team.
Most improved player in 2015.
He was terrible in 14.
I don't know what happened here for 15 minutes of heat. It spiraled out of control.
It turned into the Jimmy Butler slander hour for some reason
Slander. You told me he's a triple-double machine, and I found out he had 19 triple-doubles in 13 years.
I didn't tell you he's a triple. Actually, he has 16 triple-doubles in those years because 3 of them came in.
Less than what you said?
3 of them came in the playoffs, and technically that doesn't count. Technically it doesn't count. So he's got 16.
Machine, Hawk.
I didn't call him a triple-double machine, but the idea that you
that
would,
he's not going to do it tonight.
That he's never had.
There's a great chance he's not going to do it tonight.
Well, listen, if Vegas has him at plus 6,000 to hit a triple-double, that means you bet $100. If he gets a triple-double, you win $6,000 for your $100. Vegas doesn't just give out money.
They did last night when I bet the Canes under.
they do not believe that Jimmy Butler has much of a chance of getting a triple-double tonight. That's all I'm saying.
Mm. Machine.
He's not a good player. According, that's going up on the blog.
I didn't say he's not a good player. I
Channing Crowder player. Says Jimmy Butler is not a good basketball player.
Extremely good player.
Who would you rather have, DeMar DeRozan or Jimmy Butler? Oh, my life's a circle.
Tommy Tighe has already driven off the road tonight.
He gets a call from Tommy. Hey, Solana, can you pick me up? I'm in a ditch.
Side the turnpike.
Ira's there working the jaws of life. It's like Heat Avengers assemble. Jason Jackson swoops in from a helicopter. Amy Audibert is flying it.
Bernie shows up.
Conor McGregor takes him out.
the most random thing that happened, right, in history.
Right? What have I told you? What have I told you? Like, will these two things have happened in the last, I don't know, calendar year? Conor McGregor will punch out Bernie. Or Hassan Whiteside will be your hibachi chef and make an onion volcano. And Benihana.
Next to Zoe for a
charity event. You go, yeah, none of those are gonna happen. Well, they both happen.
Walk away.
Was that during the NBA Finals?
I think it was during the playoffs. I don't know if it was during the NBA Finals.
I know it was during the playoffs. I think it may have been during the NBA Finals.
I hope not.
Man, wow.
That's tough.
What a memory.
The dude went to the hospital, right? The dude ended up going to the hospital.
Yeah, he got angry because the thing wasn't going well, and Conor McGregor knew it, and Jax knew it. Like, it just wasn't going well, so then Conor McGregor just started, and then he got charged with assault.
Yep.
With a woman.
Yeah, in the bathroom.
In the bathroom that night.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was like, that was a disastrous night for the Heat. There's your 15 minutes of Heat. Don't forget, you can hear the Heat game tonight here on 560 WQAM. What just happened? None of that happens if Solana doesn't react with outrage at your little snide comment about Jimmy Butler ever getting a triple-double. Like, it was just this little snide comment. If you don't react that way, Solana, we're talking about over-under on rebounds tonight for Jovic.
Mm-hmm.
Crowder, take off your Heat hat.
I love the Heat! LeBron is amazing. Jordan's better. Like, I know what I know.
Solana's press pass has been revoked tonight. He's got to do preheat from the parking lot.
Probably started with them tight ass clothes he wears. It's two strikes in.
Man, sometimes things just get out of control. All right, Solana, get out of here. He's got to go to the Heat game, and you'll hear it tonight here on 560 WQAM.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Literally thinking about having another child just so I have an excuse for the Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.